This is Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with John Deaton. He's a Republican candidate running in hopes of unseating Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the fall election. First comes that primary election on September 3rd. So here's a question for you, John. What is your vision for Western Massachusetts?
Well, my vision for Western Massachusetts is to represent them, because I don't think that the people of Western Mass, as far as I'm concerned, any part of Massachusetts has been represented well, if at all, by Senator Warren. When you look at Senator Warren, she's a Washington elite. She's a Washington, D.C. senator who's done hardly anything for the Commonwealth, including Western Mass. And so I think we need people who understand what it's like to not be able to pay your bills. Because that's me. And that's not me today, Ian, but that was me in my 40s. You know, I'm 57 years old now. What it's like to literally work 50 hours a week or 60 and still not get ahead. Know what it's like to go to the grocery store bill and say, oh my God, how much is that again? And so that's the kind of people that need represented. And that's what I'm looking forward to do. Like I said to you earlier, when you look at the Senate, you don't see someone like me, someone who's experienced the same issues that people have experienced today. And that brings a different kind of mindset. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
Okay, let's talk about some issues now. What is your position on a woman's right to have an abortion?
I am pro-choice. I have three daughters, and I'm incapable of supporting laws that are going to restrict their freedoms. With that said, I don't favor late-term abortions unless a fetal anomaly, in other words, the fetus is already dead, or the life of the mother. And so, you know, I support the laws in Massachusetts, and when I get to the Senate, I'm going to fight for those laws.
Do you think the Supreme Court was wrong to overturn Roe v. Wade 2 years ago?
Yes. You know, you're talking about, I'm a lawyer, I've been a lawyer for 22 years. And when you're talking about something that is stare decisis precedent of 50 some years, you know, the term, the right to an abortion, you know, certainly you don't hear that phrase, you don't read that phrase in the U.S. Constitution. But when a right has been given and established by the Supreme Court the way it did in Roe, and it lasted for more than half of a century, it becomes a part rubric of our society. And so I do believe that the Supreme Court justices got it wrong in the Dobbs decision, and I was critical of it at the time.
Same-sex marriage. There are people who are on this show of late who are very concerned that that could be revisited by the Supreme Court. What do you think?
Well, listen, this is where, if you go back, see, I have very libertarian type of principles. I'm not saying that I'm a pure libertarian. I'm just saying there are certain principles. I believe in freedom. I am the freedom candidate. And when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden were not supportive of gay marriage and only supported civil unions, I was someone out there saying, do we live in America or not? You know, and if you have two consenting adults, they can love who they love. They can marry who they marry. So I'm someone who believes that in the pure freedom of choice in this country. And so whether or not the Supreme Court will revisit it, certainly one of the justices mentioned that he would like to revisit it. But again, in a free society, I think everyone deserves the right protections under the law.
I want to jump now to immigration, which you mentioned in our first conversation. In Massachusetts, obviously, the shelter system is at capacity, and there are some new rules that have been put in place by the Healey administration to try to deal with the number of people coming in from the southern border. Specifically, what would you do in the Senate to fix the immigration problem we're seeing right now?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Ian, because I actually, when they took away, when I say they, when the government, state government took away the rec center from those poor kids in Roxbury, I lived in Roxbury, as I told you, I was one of those poor kids growing up. I know how important it is to have amenities like sports and a place to go that's off the streets. When they took that away, I actually went to the border. I visited Yuma, Arizona, where I coincidentally had served in the Marine Corps for 3 years. And I was shocked at how bad it is. More than 12 million, when you count getaways, have crossed. And it is a national security crisis, because what I explained to people is that it's a matter of math. You know, if there's 12 million undocumented, unknown individuals from around the world, including places that sponsor terrorism, and there's been 15 of those jurisdictions represented just in the Yuma crossing alone, then even if one out of 100 is a bad guy and 99% of these migrants are good people, just want a better life, you're talking about 120,000 bad guys that walk through our door. And we know what 14 terrorists did to us on 9/11. So it is a national security crisis. It's also a humanitarian crisis, because the far left have given this false promise to these migrants, and they come over here and they think that there's going to be this better life for them, and they're in for a rude awakening. And what they go through with the cartels is horrifying. So the border must be secured. I would have voted, even though it's not perfect, I would have voted for the reform immigration bill that was bipartisan, because it shut the border down and it did other things. I would have obviously end catch and release. I would reinstate the agreement with Mexico that asylum seekers must remain in Mexico until they get their court date. You want to know why that's so important, Ian? I'll tell you, because I learned at the border that migrants are getting court dates today in 2032 and 2033. So imagine that. An unknown person comes over and they get a court date and says, come back 9 years from now for your court date. Think that's going to happen? And we don't know who that person is or where that person's going in America. There's no tracking or any of that stuff. That's why I meant by it has to be shut down. And Senator Warren, not only did she vote against the border reform bill, but she even objected to President Biden instituting a cap of 2,500 per day. It's an absolute disgrace. It's a betrayal to the country. And I'm looking forward to holding her accountable in front of the voters.
Now, that gives me an opportunity to ask this question, because that bipartisan deal that you mentioned was torpedoed when former President Trump told people in Congress, hey, don't give President Biden a win on this issue, and it's not going to happen this Congress now. So, did you vote for Donald Trump in the last election? Will you vote for him this time?
The answer is no, I did not. And I've already went on record to say I am under no circumstance am I supporting Joe Biden, and that I'm not voting for either candidate. And that's why I'm more focused on the Senate race. And listen, we've got to get people in the office, in the Senate, who have one test. Is it good for Massachusetts and America? If it is, then that's where your loyalty is. Your loyalty can't be to a party, on a person, or an agenda. It has to be to your country. I've already demonstrated that. I put on the Marine Corps uniform and was prepared to give my life to this country. And I actually gave my back to this country, because I was injured and I've been medically retired because of the significance of the injury. That's how deeply devoted I am to my country. And so when you have that one test, it doesn't matter what any president says. It doesn't matter what any political party senior member says. You just judge it based on what's best for Massachusetts and your country. And that's what the voters get with me. They get that loyalty. And that's the loyalty I believe they're ready for.
So who are some of your political heroes? Who are people that you might identify with or appreciate, for people who are listening to you, to try to kind of understand where you are in today's conversations?
Well, listen, you know, if you're going to go back way in time, obviously the first president, George Washington, is an American hero. I think Ronald Reagan was a hero. I think Ike was someone to emulate. But listen, I don't really get wrapped up in, everybody keeps asking, are you this kind of Republican? Are you that kind of Republican? Are you a Trump Republican? Are you a Baker Republican? I'm a John Deaton Republican. And John Deaton brings a unique lifestyle. You know, I've overcome more adversity than most people could imagine. And I wrote about it because When I say I come from an extreme, impoverished, dangerous area, there's no hyperbole in that. I talk about being raped for 2 years as a child from 9 to 11. I talk about overcoming generational poverty. When my mother said to me, God bless my mother, my hero, told me that college wasn't meant for people like us. That's what generational poverty does. And I want to uplift people. I don't want to tear them down. And I think that people are sick and tired of the Senator Warrens of the world, who all they do is tear other people down. You know, she's great at fighting against people and things, Ian. Like, she's great at fighting against the rich and the wealthy. That is not the same as fighting for the poor and the middle class. And uplifting people is way more powerful than tearing them down. And that's the kind of candidate they're going to get with me.
And that's all the time that we have for today's segment. I'll reiterate here that Senator Warren, of course, has a standing invite to be on this program. In the meantime, we are speaking with John Deaton. He's a Republican running in the U.S. Senate primary on September 3rd in Massachusetts, and he faces the Quincy City Council President Ian Kane in that race. John, thank you for your time today, and when we come back the next time, I've got more issues to ask you about.
All right. Thank you, Ian.